Today's Look at the Front Page is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/frontpage.
On Tuesday's front page, Afghan President Hamid Karzai is blaming foreigners for the endemic corruption in his country. A federal judge is blocking rules President Obama issued to expand stem cell research. The judge says the president's order violates a separate federal rule. And how the web is changing the time-honored tradition of peer review for scholarly journals. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Afghan officials are shifting the blame onto their critics. The issue is the arrest of a top aide on corruption charges. It turns out President Hamid Karzai intervened personally for the release of Mohammad Zia Saleh. Karzai spokesman Wahid Omer said Saleh's arrest ran counter to what he called human rights principles. Omer blamed foreign contractors for much of the corruption in Afghanistan, but he also said new rules would limit the powers of two American-backed anti-corruption agencies. A federal judge temporarily blocked government rules expanding stem cell research. That's a blow to the Obama administration. Judge Royce Lamberth ruled that an executive order Mr. Obama issued last year violated a ban on using federal money to destroy embryos. Scientists are scrambling to figure out how the decision affects their work. It's been nearly 5 years since Hurricane Katrina. A 350-mile system of levees, flood walls, gates, and pumps is being built around New Orleans. Times reporter John Schwartz says it brings to mind the days when the nation built huge projects like the Brooklyn Bridge or the Hoover Dam. But some experts say the flood walls around New Orleans still won't provide enough protection against big storms. Tuesday's Times looks back at Andrew Cuomo's time as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's now running for governor here in New York. At HUD from 1997 to 2001, he did voice early warnings about subprime loans, and he pressed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on some lending policies. But under pressure from mortgage brokers and bankers, he reversed himself on payments known as yield spread premiums. They fueled the subprime craze. Yield spread premiums are fees that banks paid to brokers who found new clients. The unwitting borrowers paid above-market interest rates as a result. For answers on unsolved racial killings from the 1960s, the wait goes on. The Justice Department set up a cold case initiative during the Bush administration, but some witnesses say the FBI has taken its time in contacting them, and potential suspects have died. Current Attorney General Eric Holder says 56 of 109 cases have been closed, but critics say the numbers are misleading because the Justice Department has simply closed cases that were long shots to begin with. For scholars, the web is changing the time-honored right of peer review. Some humanities scholars say there's a better way to assess the quality of work. Instead of relying on a few experts, they say let the internet expose scholarly thinking to the collective judgment of a much broader audience. The prestigious Shakespeare Quarterly has apparently become the first traditional humanities journal to do just that. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
Today's Look at the Front Page is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is Seven Events That Made America, America, and Prove That the Founding Fathers Were Right All Along by Larry Schweikert. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/frontpage.
Inside Tuesday's Times, the egg industry is reeling from the recall of 500 million eggs for a possible salmonella infection. FDA officials say there's no evidence the outbreak has spread beyond two giant egg farms in Iowa, but a team of investigators is still trying to figure out what caused it. Even so, FDA officials say they don't expect any more eggs to be recalled. FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg hinted that lax procedures may be to blame. One of the farms says it's been working with the agency. Florida and Arizona are the places to watch with primaries on Tuesday. Times reporter Jeff Zeleny has this preview, starting with Florida.
It's going to be a three-way contest. Republican Marco Rubio was hoping to defeat Governor Charlie Crist, but Governor Crist became an independent a few months ago. So those two will compete with whoever wins the Democratic primary in Florida. In Arizona, Senator John McCain thought he was going to have a real campaign, a real struggle to win back some of these conservative voters. He has spent some $20 million in his primary race alone against former Congressman J.D. Hayworth. Immigration has emerged as a major issue, but Senator McCain is leading quite substantially in all the polls there. So if everything continues on that streak, Senator McCain will win the Republican primary and probably go on to win the general election in November.
Times reporter Jeff Zeleny. Some judges are sounding off about settlements with banks. That happened twice in the federal court in Washington last week, once about a case involving Barclays, once about a case involving Citibank. Tuesday's Business Day section says the judges' outbursts are a sign of disenchantment not just with Wall Street, but with government regulators. Hewlett-Packard topped Dell's bid for the data storage company 3PAR. HP offered $1.6 billion, or about 33% more than Dell did. The bidding is a sign that data storage makers have turned into hot properties in Silicon Valley. They cater to companies that need to store everything from video clips to emails to everyday reports. Japan is finding few options in its fight against deflation. Last week, the deflation doldrums helped knock Japan from its spot as the world's second-largest economy. On Monday, hope fizzled in Tokyo. Prime Minister Naoto Kan and the governor of the Bank of Japan decided not to hold a widely anticipated meeting. Instead, they talked on the phone for 15 minutes. They did little more than agree to stay in touch. Tuesday's Science Times looks at a collection of human brains from long before doctors had MRIs to go by. These brains date to the early years of the 20th century. As Assistant Science Editor David Corcoran explains, they were collected by pioneering neurosurgeon Dr. Harvey Cushing.
He had collected all these diseased brains, put them in glass jars in formaldehyde, and donated them to Yale, along with before and after photographs of many of his patients.
That's Assistant Science Editor David Corcoran. Among other things, Dr. Cushing is remembered for work on pituitary tumors and illnesses linked to hormone problems. Suzanne Collins' Mockingjay hits bookstores on Tuesday. It's the final volume of her Hunger Games trilogy. Booksellers are hoping it will give sales a boost. They're worried because they don't see another surefire hit around the corner. Mockingjay reached the top spot on Amazon.com weeks ago. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.